wonderful day to have a great celebration for John Leopold and his family and the amazing contributions that the entire family has made to Kansas State University. Today we commemorate the legacy of former President John Leopold. It's my pleasure today to be able to host the ceremony. If I could first recognize Ruth Ann Leopold, if you'd please stand for just a moment so we can recognize you. And if I could also recognize the entire Leopold family, if you'd also please stand. And since we are recognizing a president, we need to recognize other presidents and first ladies that are in the house. General Myers, where are you? There he is. And Mary Jo Myers. And I did it before, but it's a good idea to do it again. First Lady Sally Linton. I think, as many of you know, our campus has a tremendous history of growth and transformation from when we began back in 1863 up until today. We have grown and expanded to encompass more than 2,300 acres on campus. We've been fortunate over the years to have many incredible leaders, partners, and advocates dedicated to supporting and improving Kansas State University. Today we will recognize one of these impactful leaders, the late Dr. John Leopold, who was president here for 23 years at Kansas State University. So a little bit of a personal reflection. The first phone call I got when I was announced as president was John Leopold. And although I never had a chance to meet John in person, I will be eternally grateful for his support and his counsel. And I had a phone call with him about every week, and none of those phone calls were short. But I appreciated them all. It's almost like he gave me a playbook to be able to start my journey. He was deeply connected to K-State and wanted to see us take the university to new heights. He helped explain the culture here and the history of this great university. During his presidency, the number one challenge he faced was student enrollment and declining student enrollment. Ironically, all these years later, increasing student enrollment is yet again a top priority for the university. I appreciated hearing some of the things that he did to help grow the university through student enrollment and athletics. Many of his strategies were highly impactful and helped shape the K-State that we know today. He visited some 86 high schools as an example. I have his spreadsheet. And I have his instructions. So John Leopold served as president from 1986 to 2009, and he's credited with growing the university into a top 10 land-grant university. At his inauguration, the chairman of the Kansas Board of Regents, Frank Becker, charged Leopold to, in quotes, transform students into scholars and invigorate alumni and the citizens of Kansas, which is what a land-grant university is supposed to do. And John Leopold did just that. During his 23 years of leadership, the university added more than 2.2 million square feet of new buildings. Philanthropy increased from $6 million a year to nearly $100 million annually. Research funding grew from $18 million annually to nearly $134 million. And enrollment increased from around 16,000 students to more than 23,000 students. He changed this place. He made this place an opportunity for people that followed him. In addition to his contribution to athletics, to academics, research, and infrastructure, Leopold revitalized the university's football program. Where's the great Bill Snyder? Let's give a big round of applause for one of John Leopold's best hires. No question about it. So Butterfly Lane, that's where we sit today. During his tenure, Leopold experienced the monarch butterfly migration that comes through Manhattan every year. He appreciated the beauty and uniqueness of each migration. He enjoyed the experience year after year, and as a result, decided to name the road behind me Butterfly Lane. So today we are pleased to honor John Wiefald's legacy and his many contributions to K-State by changing the name of this road to Wiefald's Butterfly Lane. He'd be like super proud if he was in the front. He'd just be like clapping. We will forever be reminded of the transformational impact that he had on Kansas State University. And I will say, of all the things that we have done over the last several months that I've been here, there are some things that we know that are right. This is really right for this institution and for the legacy of John Wiefald and family. So, Ruth Ann, you got to come on up here. We're not going to ask you to say much. We're not going to ask you to say anything unless you'd like to. But it's your job and my job to unveil the new signage. You think we can do it? To commemorate this event, I would also like to present Ruth Ann with a gift. So, let me read a little bit more about the special nature of this gift. Of course, this is a replica of the sign that we have behind us, but it's more than that. This is a replica of the street signs that hang on the K-State campus in honor of Dr. John Wiefald and his 23 years of service as president of Kansas State University. The frame was handcrafted by Larry Melton, who worked as a carpenter in the Division of Facilities for more than 30 years. From a 70-year-old oak tree planted during the President James McCain era, which began in 1950. The white oak tree was removed from the west side of the McCain Auditorium to allow for expansion of the building in 2020. This wood is held aside for only super special folks. At this time, I would like to now invite Andy Wiefald to the podium to make remarks on behalf of the Wiefald family.
Thank you, President Linton, for your kind words and for the honor of renaming Butterfly Lane to Wiefald's Butterfly Lane. My father enjoyed and appreciated his conversations with you, and he was confident you would do a good job for Kansas State. Our family is grateful to accept and recognize this honor and happy to share this moment with my father's friends and former colleagues. My dad loved Kansas State and poured his heart and soul into this university. He loved talking about all the great things Kansas State had done and had to offer. He reminded us often. That's okay because he accomplished so much in his tenure here and he was proud of his and his staff's accomplishments. One of his final projects, which he didn't get to finish, was a paper and a gathering of his former staff. Some of that group is here today. Thank you. My father recognized the importance of his colleagues and knew he couldn't do many of the things he did without that amazing staff. Thank you for being here and for a job very well done. My dad was immensely proud to call you all colleagues and friends. This campus holds many dear memories for us. As a family, we enjoyed many happy times on campus. We often walked around campus together, and my dad loved seeing the campus and running into people and stopping to talk to them. He couldn't walk across this campus without stopping and chatting someone up, even students. As a young person, those interruptions sometimes annoyed me, but I also saw how much love he had for K-State and his strengths of connecting with everyone. My dad also couldn't walk across campus without picking up every single piece of trash in sight or sending one of us to gather it for him. And we all went along, walking around campus, picking up trash. He wanted this to be the most beautiful and clean campus in the country. He often proclaimed it was the most beautiful and the most clean on campus. And, you know, my dad never exaggerated, so I know that that's true. Anyway, picking up trash while walking ended up being one of those lessons I couldn't forget if I tried. I still pick up trash when I walk around campus. Sometimes, anyway.
What's your telephone number?
And my dad and I also shared a love of nature and animals. My dad loved learning about the world around him, and in some ways, he had the perfect job. He was surrounded by experts in almost every area who were always happy to join him for a lunch. I remember some of those lunches with professors, maybe a little less about the subject matter, but when we learned about the butterflies migrating through this area, right behind us over here, we were all very excited. We thought it was a magical event, and we delighted in going outside when the butterflies were here. You could walk up to a tree where the butterflies were resting, and at first it'd be hard to see the butterflies because they just look like leaves. Yeah. But as you get closer, you could see they were everywhere. And you could walk up to a tree and just shake it, and the butterflies would just fly all around. It really was magical. I have a picture of my dad enjoying one of these moments, and he's lifting a finger trying to get a butterfly to land on it, and there's butterflies all around him. It's one of my favorite pictures of him, all the more meaningful after today. Thank you again, President Litton, for this renaming and honor for my father, and thank you everyone for being here. I also want to thank your wonderful staff for organizing this and for being so pleasant to work with. Thank you to the friends, colleagues and associates of my dad. He loved you all dearly. On behalf of the family, we are honored and we are all so grateful for this and for all of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Andy, and I'll mention that lots of questions about why the butterfly behind me is not purple. Well, we know that John Weefald would want it done right, and monarchs are orange, they're not purple. Everything else here is purple. I also wanted to express my appreciation for all of you that are here today to be able to support the Weefald family, but also for all of you that support Kansas State each and every day. You know, when my wife and I are asked, you know, what do we think about Manhattan, Kansas, and what are the things that surprise us? It's the vibrance and it's the connection and it's the passion of this entire community. And if you want to be a president, go to a place where the people are nice and the people here are amazing. So with that, a couple of announcements. Game time tomorrow is 2:30. We will continue the celebration of the Weefald family tomorrow at the football game, right before the game. Please look on the Jumbotron. There'll be a special celebration of the Weefald family right before kickoff tomorrow, so please get to the game a little bit early so that you can enjoy that celebration with all of us. I know that members of the Weefald family also would like to get a tour on campus. We've got a couple of purple golf carts that are ready to escort you wherever you'd like to go, and if I can get one of these little signs from everybody, I'll feel good. On the count of three, go Cats. One, two, three. Go Cats.